Jamaica, tiene usted la palabra, señor canciller.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. President Kirchner, President Lugo, President Zelaya, my distinguished colleagues, ambassadors and permanent representatives, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, just to indicate that I came from Guyana today, where I was in a meeting with the heads of CARICOM, the prime ministers and presidents of the territories and states in CARICOM. As chairman of COFCOR, COFCOR is the Council for Foreign and Community Relations. I'm the current chairman. I'm directed by them to come to this meeting and to show solidarity in this very important effort. We have been in consultation and communication with our permanent representatives continuously through this process. And we associate ourselves with the declaration issued by CARICOM earlier, which condemned the coup d'etat and called for restoration of normalcy, of democracy, of the rule of law, and restoration of the lawfully, constitutionally, and democratically elected President of Honduras, José Manuel Zelaya Rosales. It is worth reiterating, Mr. President, that the urgent restoration is important not only for Honduras, but for the wider community, particularly the family of the Organization of American States, but also especially for Latin America and the Caribbean, which is perceived as having achieved economic and social stability and security over the years, having achieved credibility and growth, even within the economic crisis that is taking place. It was only a few weeks ago that I was in Honduras attending the General Assembly of the Organization of American States, when we worked until the early hours of the morning, and we had confidence in our safety and security. This incident is a distortion of the hopes and aspirations of the Honduran people and the people of Latin America and the Caribbean, and is a distraction which we must work expeditiously to resolve and work assiduously to prevent any form of exacerbation or escalation. And therefore, with respect to, although we respect President Zelaya being the lawful president of Honduras and his right to decide, it is the advice of CARICOM at this point in time that a visit in a period of heightened tension would be unpredictable in terms of its outcome in many respects. The better approach involves Article 21, which we have activated tonight for the first time, which not only calls for a suspension of Honduras, but diplomatic initiatives and dialogue, which is important. We express solidarity with the Honduran people, and we work and strive to preserve their well-being, their welfare, their liberty, and their sovereignty. Mr. President, I would just like to present a statement by CARICOM, which represents the consensus of the CARICOM people, the representatives who are here on behalf of their governments. On July 1, CARICOM member states joined with others in this August body to adopt a resolution in view of the pressing need for the Organization of American States to pronounce on the violent attack on democracy and democratic institutions in Honduras. CARICOM member states reiterate their condemnation of the military action which interrupted the democratic process in Honduras and which contravenes the principles of the Inter-American Democratic Charter. We are pleased that the invocation of Article 21 of the Inter-American Democratic Charter is being implemented. The member states of CARICOM fully support the suspension of Honduras's membership from our organization pursuant to that article. Mr. President, we further hold that dialogue and discussions in the framework of diplomatic initiatives, as mandated under Article 21, are key to resolving the situation facing Honduras. Further, the implementation of this article will create new precedents. We therefore underscore the critical importance of adhering to the provisions of the article, both in their spirit and letter. We view the suspension of Honduras from the OAS as a critical element within a wider process, which includes further diplomatic initiatives aimed at restoring democracy and the rule of law and the reinstatement of President José Manuel Zelaya Rosales. We do not consider these initiatives to have been exhausted. CARICOM member states look forward to working in a cooperative spirit for the return of democracy to Honduras. Finally, having heard the intervention by the distinguished Minister of State of Canada, we would support the position that all parties should refrain from any action likely to cause an exacerbation of tensions in an already volatile situation, so as to avoid the possibility of heightened social unrest and violence. Mr. President, in closing, let me thank the Secretary General, Mr. Insulza, for coming and addressing the heads' meeting yesterday in Guyana. We indicated to him there our willingness and our desire to participate in the furnishing of the solutions. And just to indicate that, based on the instruction of the heads, CARICOM stands ready to support and work with the Secretary General whenever it becomes necessary for us to take part. I thank you, Mr. President.
Quiero agradecer al canciller de Jamaica por sus palabras que ha...